Welcome to part two of the 2025 Big C Survivor's Guide. How is it diagnosed? This guide is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Blood cancers. How is it diagnosed? There are three categories of blood cancer, namely leukemia, lymphoma, and multiple myeloma. Leukemia by Dr. Jasmine Ramaya. There are four categories of leukemia: acute myeloid leukemia, or AML, chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, found more commonly in adults, and acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL, more commonly presenting in childhood. Symptoms. The diagnosis is heralded by several clinical characteristics such as bone pain, bleeding and bruising, fatigue, shortness of breath, and recurrent infections. In cases of ALL, patients may present with lymph node enlargement and abdominal distension owing to an enlarged liver and or spleen. In CML, early satiety and abdominal distension, features of a high white cell count, such as tinnitus, blurred vision, and headaches, may potentiate the need for further investigation. Clinical presentation. The clinical presentation is variable between patients, and prior to further investigations, the initial clinician, who's your GP or a casualty officer in a hospital, will conduct a thorough clinical examination. Diagnostic investigations. A full blood count, or FBC, with a differential count and peripheral blood smear, or PBS, is required to make the diagnosis. This entails samples of your blood being drawn and sent for testing. The peripheral blood is examined by a hematopathologist in the laboratory using a microscope to identify and enumerate the presence of immature cells, termed blasts, in cases of acute leukemia. Chronic leukemia usually will have increased number of mature lymphoid cells in CLL, and in CML will show immature white blood cells in different stages of maturation. The anticipated FBC findings include a high white cell count coupled with an anemia and low platelet count. Referral to a specialist hematologist is advised to facilitate the performance of a bone marrow aspirate and trephine, or BMAT, biopsy with supporting investigations such as flow cytometry and molecular analysis for confirmation and prognostication of the leukemia. BMAT. This procedure, performed by a doctor, is done under sedation with local anesthetic and involves using a needle to retrieve a sample of a bone marrow aspirate at sites such as the pelvic or hip bone and occasionally the sternum. Bone marrow aspirate is spread on glass slides, and some of the aspirate may be sent for other forms of test, including flow cytometry and genetic testing. Flow cytometry. This procedure involves enumerating and identification of the leukemic cells by assessing the presence of cell surface markers, termed cluster of differentiation or CD markers, or immunophenotypic expression. These markers are located on the surface of blasts and assist in describing, classifying, and prognosticating the type of leukemia. This highly sensitive test is performed in specialized hematology laboratory centers and can be performed on either a peripheral blood or bone marrow aspirate sample with an expected turnaround time within 48 hours. Determining the genetics. Some tests used to determine the genetics of leukemia include cytogenetics or fluorescence in situ hybridization or FISH analysis and molecular methods like polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, and next-generation sequencing, or NGS. The molecular analysis is the most sensitive and specific test in diagnosing leukemia. The role of molecular testing is diagnostic, confirmatory, and prognostic, and is furthermore performed at a hematology laboratory on request by a special clinical hematologist or hematopathologist. These tests are expensive and require the expertise of medical technologists, scientists, and hematopathologists. The clinical hematologist and hematopathologists will make judicious usage of these testing platforms given the circumstances and clinical indications. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML. CML involves the white blood precursor and granulocytes. There are two phases within the disease, chronic and blast phase, with the chronic phase being the most common presentation. Often this disease is incidentally found on routine clinical examination. However, recognizable symptoms include early satiety due to a massive spleen and symptoms of the high white cell count such as chest pain, claudication, bleeding, tinnitus, headaches, hearing loss, or visual disturbances. The diagnosis is confirmed on a molecular blood test, either a PCR or FISH analysis, demonstrating the Philadelphia chromosome, which is a translocation between chromosome 9 and chromosome 22. This genetic abnormality drives and proliferates the malignant process. The routine investigations in CML include an FBC and PBS, a BMAT, flow cytometry, and molecular analysis, which includes conventional cytogenetics, PCR, or FISH analysis. Clinical scoring, SOCOL and Hazford scores, assist in prognosticating patients into good and poor risk groups, depending on the results of a formula encompassing the following clinical and laboratory criteria: age, spleen size, blast percentage, number of platelets, basophils, and eosinophils. Chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL. This is an indolent lymphoid leukemia. The leukemic counterpart involves the developed B cells or B lymphocytes. The normal function of B lymphocytes is to produce protective antibodies which become dysfunctional in CLL. Expected clinical manifestations include recurrent infections, progressively enlarging lymph nodes, abdominal distension, night sweats, bruises, weight loss, difficulty breathing, and tiredness. An FBC and differential count will demonstrate a high white cell count owing to an increase in lymphocytes. The peripheral blood smear demonstrates an increase in mature lymphocytes with a classic description of a cobblestone appearance. A BMAT may be indicated in cases of diagnostic challenges or when blood levels are low. However, it may not be routine in all cases. Conventional cytogenetics and FISH analysis to investigate for specific chromosomal aberrations are mandatory for prognostication and guidance of therapy. Radiological evidence through a CT scan may be indicated to identify occult presenting lymph node enlargement and for staging purposes, and a lymph node biopsy may be indicated in certain cases to confirm diagnosis. The biopsy is usually performed under general anesthesia. CLL is staged according to the Rye and Bennett classification according to several clinical, radiological, and laboratory parameters. Lymphoma by Dr. Jasmine Ramaya. Lymphoma is a blood cancer involving mature lymphocytes located at hematolymphoid or lymphatic tissue, such as lymph nodes, bone marrow, tonsils, adenoids, spleen, liver, digestive tract, and thymus. There are two broad categories of lymphoma: Hodgkin's lymphoma, or HL, and non-Hodgkin lymphoma, NHL, and within the category of NHL is further subdivided into B and T cell lymphomas and clinically categorized into aggressive or indolent lymphomas. Symptoms. The clinical phenotype is variable depending on the aggressiveness of the malignancy and body site involved. The clinical manifestations may include drenching night sweats and fever, unexplained weight loss, enlarged lymph nodes, and liver and or splenic enlargement, bleeding, and symptoms of anemia. More sinister presentations include obstructive symptoms of the airway or digestive tract and tumor lysis syndrome characterized by kidney failure. Prior to investigations, the initial clinician will conduct a detailed medial history and clinical examination to stage the patient and investigate appropriately. Masses. A histological analysis is indicated through an excisional biopsy or true cut biopsy of the lymph node or lymphatic tissue involved. Referral to a general surgeon may be indicated to perform this procedure under general anesthesia. An anatomical pathologist in the laboratory will analyze the histological sections and confirm the diagnosis of a lymphoma, including the subtyping and classification. In addition, it's recommended to have a CT scan or a PET CT scan for staging and a BMAT facilitated by a clinical hematologist. Lymphomas may also infiltrate the central nervous system, and therefore investigations to exclude this is recommended through a spinal tap or lumbar puncture to assess the cerebrospinal fluid. A small amount of cerebrospinal fluid is extracted from the spinal canal using a special needle. Moderate sedation may be used. However, some patients may require general anesthesia. Additional fluid from pleural or peritoneal fluid may be sampled for immunophenotypic analysis. An FBC with a differential count and PBS is required. Further molecular tests are recommended for prognostication and diagnosis. For example, conventional cytogenetics, FISH, and PCR. A BMAT is done to aid in staging the patient's disease. Multiple myeloma by Dr. Jasmine Ramaya. Multiple myeloma, or MM, is a blood cancer involving plasma cells located in the bone marrow. The function of plasma cells is to produce immunoglobulins assisting with immunological protection. The malignant clone produces large quantities of an abnormal immunoglobulin referred to as an M protein. The disease course waxes and wanes over time. And despite advances in treatment, MM patients eventually experience a relapse of the disease. Symptoms. The clinical manifestations include end organ dysfunction, noted by high calcium levels, kidney failure, anemia, unprovoked fractures, neurological manifestations, repeated infections, and bleeding. MM may not cause overt symptoms in the early stages of the disease. However, as the disease develops, bone pain has been noted in up to 70% of patients accompanied by other non-specific symptoms of fatigue, loss of appetite, constipation, and weight loss. The initial presentation may commonly be to the orthopedic surgeon with a fracture or bone pain. However, if MM is suspected, a detailed BMAT to enumerate and identify the plasma cells is necessary. Flow cytometry for immunophenotypic confirmation and molecular analysis, or FISH, for prognostication is advised. The radiological analysis is paramount in demonstrating lytic lesions and or fractures on either an MRI, low-dose whole-body CT scan, or a PET CT scan. Osteolytic lesions, or osteoclastic lesions, are characterized by areas of damaged bone where myeloma cells release chemicals, ensuing bone breakdown, with the classical radiological appearance as a punched-out lesion commonly noted in the spine, skull, pelvis, and ribs.